Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Attorneys for the state of Alaska filed a lawsuit on Monday to try to invalidate a federal lease sale for oil and gas drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. The lawsuit says the Biden administration is offering so little land and has put so many restrictions on it that the lease sale does not comply with the law. So the state, a stalwart supporter of drilling in the refuge, is asking a judge not to let the federal government issue leases to oil companies. The role reversal is the latest wrinkle in a long saga over what to do with the coastal plain of the refuge in the northeast corner of Alaska. The state, citing an earlier congressional estimate, said it was in line to get more than $1 billion in lease revenues, plus royalty payments and the indirect economic benefits that come with more industrial activity. Bids for the second sale were due Monday, and they're scheduled to be unsealed Friday. The state lawsuit notes that this time the government made only a third of the coastal plain available for bidding. If the lawsuit succeeds, the Trump administration could get a do-over to offer more land for lease under terms that would facilitate drilling. Some antiquated equipment at the Central Peninsula landfill recently failed. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez with the report.
On December 11th, a 33-year-old baler used for recycling located at the Central Peninsula landfill in Soldotna suffered damage. The baler had a failure in the primary ram. The amount of force that was involved with destroying this piece of equipment sheared 36 1-inch bolts. All the piping kicked back about a foot and bent large diameter pipes. According to Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Peter Michicki, the baler will be replaced once they evaluate and redesign the way they handle all trash at the facility more efficiently. The borough is looking at all recycling waste streams that they've recycled and not recycled in the past. They are also looking for the best value for taxpayers while considering what's best for the planet over the next couple of months. They are currently recycling what they can, which includes aluminum and glass. Michicki considers what's best for the planet is not apparent considering Americans generate over 2 million of carbon-collecting low-value recyclables, which often don't have anywhere to go after they are collected and separated. In consideration of these, Michicki is hopeful the borough can reduce the cost of municipal solid waste. The cost of managing solid waste in the borough has gone up 50% in the past 5 years. Michicki says the most responsible thing to do would be to bury it instead of sending it somewhere where we don't know what will happen to it, or if it ends up in another country where they don't bury it responsibly and it could end up in the oceans or rivers.
The most important thing for us to do as a borough is not only manage the cost, but understand what's best for the planet and have a realistic view that understands on a cradle-to-grave basis where items are going that we choose to recycle.
The borough will involve different groups and experts involved in the recycling effort and publish the results of their findings so the public knows what they're doing, how they're doing it, and what the cost will be. For KSRM News, I'm Peyton Hernandez.
The Federal Subsistence Board in Alaska is looking for non-voting youth members for its regional advisory councils. The non-voting young leader membership appointments are for 2-year terms. Each council has one young leader seat open for the 2025 appointment cycle. According to the board, young leader applicants must reside in the region represented by the council to which they are applying. The board said it wants younger subsistence users to gain firsthand experiences with the federal subsistence regulatory process so that the new generation of leaders can better understand the complex proceedings and maximize the council's effectiveness moving forward. Individuals who are interested in applying for a young leader non-voting seat must submit a typed or handwritten letter of interest by midnight on February 16th. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.